A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Mem Tes, Psachim 49a, pagination page 97, towards the bottom of the page, five lines up, towards the end of a line. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. La'olam yimkar adam komashe yeshlo. A person should sell anything that he has. He should bend every effort. V'yisa bas Talmud Chacham. And he should try to marry the daughter of a Torah scholar. She'imeis, because if he dies, or gole, or he has to flee, and he leaves his family behind, muftach lo, he's guaranteed, she'bonav tamidei chachamim, his children will be properly educated, because he's marrying into such a family. And even if he's not there, he dies or goes into galus, they'll take care. Va'al yisa basama oretz, and don't marry the daughter of a Amma Oretz. We have to know what an Amma Oretz is, but simply an ignorant person, apparently someone who had issues with Torah scholars. She'imeso gola, because if the same would happen to him, banav Amei Ha'oretz, the result would be, if he's not there, his children would be raised ignorantly, not a good thing. Question over here is the Gemara truly demanding of us to think as we go into a marriage, the chassan walking down the aisle, what happens if I die? What's going to happen to the children of this union if I die? And it could be that that's what the Gemara is saying. I believe there's another insight over here, though, perhaps in addition, and that is, no one's saying you're going to die. You'll die eventually. Person dies. You should have a long life. We're not telling the chassan he's dying imminently. But considering what would happen if you died, in essence, considering what happens if you wouldn't be here, gives you a good sense of whether you're trying to raise a Torah family fighting the existing culture, or are you trying to raise a Torah family in consonance with the support of the wife's family? And the way to figure out is to ask yourself, what would happen if I wasn't here? Would the children get an education? Would Torah observance be supported? And therefore, the Gemara introduces this question. What would happen if you died? And then you should try to think, I should bend every effort to try to get into a family, into a society, into a culture, into a community, that if I wasn't there, the children would be raised properly, because then I should be here, and Hashem should grant me long life, but at least I know that I'm not fighting whatever would have been had I not been here. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. A person should make an effort to marry a Torah scholar's daughter, and the same for his own daughter, to try to marry her off to a Talmud Chacham. It's similar to good vines with good vines, good grapevines. They unite, and it's beautiful. The product is great. You're using two committed families to produce further good produce. And that's an effort that a person should make. Not always available. A person sometimes has to start on their own with the commitment of their spouse. But even if they can't do it with the family support, they should do it with a Rebbe, a mentor, a community that's supportive. Because this question is a valid question. What would happen if you weren't here? Let's continue on the top line of Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. La'olam yimkar adam kamasha yesh lo v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham. A person should try to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, of a Torah scholar. Lo motza bas Talmud Chacham, if you can't find that. Yisa bas gidolei hador. Rashi translates that to mean the daughter of people who do great things, people who are righteous. Apparently, he's not a Torah scholar, but he does great things. Does mitzvahs. He's known for his righteousness. Lo matza bas gedolei hador, if you can't find such a person, yisa bas roshei kenesios, a righteous head of the community, lo matza bas roshei kenesios, yisa bas gaboi tzedaka, to choose a person, the family, the daughter of a family that the person was appointed as a charity caretaker. Rashi says because the community knows its people and would only appoint a righteous person to be in charge of the charity fund. Lo matza bas gaboi tzedaka, yisa bas melamdei tinokos, choose the daughter of a person who teaches children Torah. Velo yisa bas amei haaretz, but don't choose the daughter of an Amma Oretz. Again, we need to know what this means, an Amma Oretz. It's more than just ignorance. There's a level that was a problem that they actually hated advanced scholarship, as we'll see. Mepnei shehen shekes unashoseim sheretz, because there's terrible negativity on them and their wives. Va'abonoseim hu omer, and the result is that on the daughters it said, negative things, arashochevim kol behema, that there's a degree of animalistic drive that's producing the child. Apparently, as Tosfos indicates, based on the next Gemara, that the Amei Haaretz did not properly bond with their wives, shetispayes, to appease the wife properly, but rather the expression here, using expressions, is almost like they attacked their wives, and therefore the child that's produced doesn't have that high level of conception that bonding husband and wife would produce, and instead, it's a product. And at least ethically, on a Kabbalistic level, the child that's produced from that is not the high-level, pristine child that is ideal for building a Jewish home. Obviously, this was discussed many times in recent times with the Baal Tshuva movement, and the Stipler always insisted that the child that's produced from whatever union, if it's a legitimate Jewish situation, and the child is Jewish, if the child excels from their own personal drive for spirituality and righteousness, then it's a perfectly good shidduch. But the Gemara is teaching us something here, that when a person is intimate with their spouse, if the relationship is one of pius, of appeasement, of the proper dignified way of husband and wife coming together with kedusha, with Hashem's presence, then it produces great things. And if not, that predisposition for greatness has been forfeited. Gemara uses these very forceful words to bring that concept across. Continuing the Gemara says another fascinating thing regarding an Amma Oretz. Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Amma Oretz also lecho basar. An Amma Oretz should not eat meat. Vegetarianism, I guess, Shenemar. Zos Torah Sabahima V'yo'ov Kala Osik B'Torah. Anybody who toils in Torah, Mutalecha Basar Behema V'yo'ov, is deserving to eat meat of animal or bird. V'choshe'ena Osik B'Torah, a person who doesn't toil in Torah, Osu Lecha Basar Behema V'yo'ov, is not fitting to eat meat. So at first glance, it sounds like they're not fitting. They haven't reached the level of worthiness. The Marsha learns that because meat has a lot of complex halachas, including shechita, as we mentioned this concept by Shavuos with the minig to eat milchik, because eating fleishik is just too complex and they weren't ready, just as they got the Torah, for all that complexity. So the Marsha says that that's why an Amma Oretz should not eat meat, because invariably he's going to do something wrong, because he's not competent in all the details of Torah. But for example, the Marsha says, if it was fish, where you don't have the complexity of shechita, so then it would be permitted. An interesting, we know in vegetarianism, there's so many different levels, whether people eat fish, they don't eat fish, so you have the Marsha's vegetarian, a person who's not scholarly, or doesn't feel that the people around him are scholarly to properly observe the necessary mitzvahs to produce meat properly. So this Gemara is introducing such a level. It's actually a high level of ethics where a person realizes their shortcomings rather than the first way that we learned that they're simply not deserving of eating meat. One more line, the first wide line. Rabbi Akiva said, "Kishehayisi Am Ha'aretz," when I was an Am Ha'aretz, Rabbi Akiva, even though he was a highly ethical person, but he recognized himself as an Am Ha'aretz in his early years. Amarti, I said, "Miyitin li Talmud Chacham va'anashchenu," if only you could give me a Talmud Chacham, and I would bite him kachamor like a donkey. Amru lo Tamidov, the student said, "Rabbi, emar kekelev," the typical expression is bite like a dog. Amalohen and Rabbi Akiva answers, Zenoshech b'shover etzem. When a donkey bites and it breaks the bone. And that's what I mean, how angry he was, how frustrated he was with Talmidei Chachamim, perhaps the way he was raised, or a feeling that developed. But the Mefarshim say that from this comment, you see a potential Rabbi Akiva. Because very often frustration is not born from evil. Frustration, anger with somebody, is born because a person recognizes their own potential and is waiting to fulfill their own destiny. Yashikoach, have a wonderful day.